Welcome to This is Isla. This is Julian Thurgood. And today I have the opportunity to meet with Fiona Kalachi, MBE, from Mid-Argyle Youth Services. And we're sitting under the watchful eye of one of the late Queen's corgis at the cyber building at MyFuss in Port Ellen. And I'm here to find out what's happening at Mid-Argyle Youth Services and MyFuss. So tell me, first of all, tell me about your base, Loch Gilpet. So what brings you to Islay and what's your connection to Islay?
Okay, well, I'm born and bred in Islay. I lived in Islay all my life. All my family comes from Islay. My grandfather, he's 96. He's still living down the O, so he's still going strong. I went to school in Port Ellen Primary. I went to Islay High School. A lot of my friends still live here. And I left actually when I was 18 years old to go to Australia, initially on a year's working holiday. And I just loved it out there and ended up undertaking a nursing degree. And then I met my husband, had my children. Then
eventually you came back.
Eventually came back. And when I came back was based in Tulloch Gilpid, because that's where my mum and my stepdad had moved to by then. And when I came back, I'd done a degree in health and welfare and a master's in health and wellbeing. And then I got the job in 2008 as manager at Mid-Argyle Youth Development Services. So I've been there for nearly 16 years. When I started there, it was a 2-night-a-week youth club. And then we've now developed it into a fully functional youth development services that delivers everything from diversionary activities for children and young people to tailor-made support programmes around counselling, employability, young carers support, you name it, we kind of do it all.
And so you're back on Islay quite frequently?
Yep, so back on Islay on a weekly basis. So every Thursday you'll see me on Islay. We have quite a few commissioned services through the Scottish Government via Argyll and Bute Council that covers the Mackay area, Mid-Argyle, Kintyre and Islay. So we've got the contract for young carers support, we've got the contract for drug and alcohol education in the schools, we've got the contract for employability support and the contract for online support as well for any young people and the counselling contract. So that sees us back here quite regularly. And also we oversee the redevelopment of MyFuss.
Yes, so rebranding.
You know, moving in a slightly different direction to provide more diverse range of services for the local communities.
But you're using a framework that you've undertaken in Loch Gilpet for those services. So you're kind of adapting them more, building from that.
So building, using the foundations of what we run in the mainland, but kind of tailoring it to, you know, what the kind of needs and wants are for the children and young people on the island.
So most of the funding for Mid-Argyle Youth Services comes through the Scottish Government or through the council from the Scottish Government.
Yep, so that is one main avenue, and the other one is then funders that give to charitable organisations. So Robertson Trust, the Big Lottery Fund, the Co-op, Tesco's,
McTaggart's,
yep. And the same with MyFuss, a lot of their funding will be through, you know, funders such as the McTaggart Third Fund, the Lottery, Robertson Trust again, various different funders. The Arbeg Fund, which we've, fingers crossed, going to hear about this week.
By the time this is airing, we will have heard one way or another whether we have some funding to work together between the podcast and MyFuss. And fingers crossed, we'll be working together more in the future.
Yeah, that would be a great project. So we're hoping for the best with that. So yeah.
So maybe just quickly list some of the services that MyFuss has put out and some new ones that you've launched recently.
So we've continued to run community events such as the Family Bingo, the Monday group, and we've got the new men's group now on a Tuesday, which is going really well. For the children and young people, we've kind of diversed the services a bit. You know, it was a bit after school club kind of heavy at one stage, so we've now kind of added different things like a dinner club. We're hoping to run an additional support needs club on a Saturday, and we've got, for the older ones, we've got your general drop-ins, but we've also got a music group now and a kind of fitness, it's kind of a fitness group. They come and they can go a walk, or they can do dance, or they can do five-a-side football. And out with that, we also provide family support. So we've got a lot of support for you know, different families that are maybe struggling, or families where there's young carers, or those with additional support needs. We've provided, you know, vouchers for food, electricity, fuel, white goods,
A lot of behind the scenes support services
that
you wouldn't normally hear about.
Yeah, people will look and they won't really know that we also provide all that type of stuff, you know, short breaks away for families, residentials away for young carers, you know, and all that behind the scenes stuff that is not visual.
Right. And of course, the community fridge.
Community fridge,
yeah. Based in Myfuss.
Yeah, so that's all about zero waste. So we get the Co's surplus, and we hold it here, and that's open for anyone just to come in and take what they need.
And people can donate things as well themselves.
Yeah, people, we've had lots of donations as well. So, you know, there's a variety of stuff. You know, even some of the other shops, bar and different places have donated. So it's been really good.
Good. So it's well supported.
Very well supported, yes.
Good. And you work a lot with other groups and, say, stakeholders, organisations on Islay, the high school.
Yeah, we work with the high school, work closely with the high school. As I said, we're in there, you know, doing sessions around drugs and alcohol, delivering counselling, giving support in terms of employability for maybe young people that are going to leave school and don't really know what they want to do. We also work with MacTaggart Leisure Centre, so we've had a couple of projects with them around mental health and wellbeing. Actually been talking to them today as well about maybe developing some other programs in terms of, you know, youth work and youth services, employability services. We've had a lot of stuff with Sid recently. We had all the coronation weekend, and we've got some Kayleys coming up.
You were covering every age over the weekend, weren't you?
Yeah, we were definitely covering every age. And as I said, Prince Charles was here at one stage with his cardboard self, but he's kind of gone now. So yeah, so yeah, we really want to work in partnership. Hopefully yourself, support at This Is Islay, would be great as well. We don't want to duplicate work. We're such a small community. There's no point in duplicating work and fighting for the same funding streams, because it won't work. Whereas we can all just work together and complement what we're doing.
So some of the activities that you offer are support services. They're targeted at people quite often who won't be comfortable in asking for support.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do you get around that?
I think we build up relationships with the families via other avenues, like maybe the young carers, or if we're importing the children through employment. I think the fact that we're a centre, that there's no, you know, you could be coming in here for a multitude of reasons, because we deliver a multitude of services. It's not someone's going to see you there, you're walking into the addiction service or you're walking into the carer service. The reason we diversify so much is because we're not like the city. We can't just run a project focused on young carers or focused on addictions. Maybe in the city you'd have 100 people at your service, but we don't have that here, which is why we concentrate and focus on the small pockets of help and services
and
needed.
And you offer the services all over Islay, so there'll be things going on in Portmore?
Yeah, we've got Portmore at the moment. The youth drop-ins at Portmore, they're going well. As I said, we've been in talks today with MacTaggart Leisure Centre about maybe developing some stuff over there, and maybe then again looking at some transport and how we can facilitate some of the outlying villages to access the services that we provide either here or somewhere else. As I said, I always say young people vote with their feet. If it's not something they want to come to, they're not going to come to. So I think, you know, your testament is the numbers you're getting coming through the door. And we always want the young people to have a say. If they come and ask us, could we trial a specific project or activity, we're always willing to do that.
So you have 4 or 5 people on staff?
Yeah, we have about 5 staff here at the moment. We've just put out an advertisement for some more sessional staff. We're really keen to get more staff. The more staff we've got, the more provisions
more you can offer.
That, that we can offer and the more variety that we can offer. Sometimes it's hard being in youth work because a lot of your working time is evenings and weekends. Not everyone wants to work evenings and weekends. But our staff we've got here are excellent. They're really passionate about what they do.
And you're supported by volunteers as well.
Volunteers.
You welcome volunteers.
Yeah, welcome volunteers. We always value our volunteers. There's a lot of stuff we couldn't run without volunteers. And, you know, any volunteer that comes to help out here will get access to the same training as staff. You know, they'll just be like a staff member. But yeah, we really, you know, we're always on the lookout for volunteers. So if anyone is looking to get into youth work or some community work, then they can just pop in and see us and we can have a chat.
Well, we're hoping that MyFuss will last as long as the cyber has. It must have been 30 years or something like that.
Yeah.
It's been around forever.
Yeah, I think I was 18 when I left, and I think it was maybe just after that that the cyber became what it was. And at that time, you know, Fiona and Sir John McTaggart were telling me that they had, in conjunction with Spike McGilvery, had developed the space as a venue originally for young people to be off the streets and safe.
Yeah.
Have a safe space to come. And then the computers, because everyone was looking to use computers then and you didn't have mobile phones.
So it really was a cyber cafe.
Yeah, it was really a cyber cafe. And hence the kind of name change now, because we've moved beyond that now. You know, if we had this just full of computers and stuff like that, no one would really come. They've all got tablets or phones. And, you know, often we'll get tourists as the cafe opened. And, you know, that's really, you know, kind of change of direction. And Sir John and Fiona McTaggart knew we were over here delivering a lot of services on Isla, and they kind of wanted to change the framework and kind of develop the centre into kind of a mini version of what we deliver on the mainland.
Right.
So hence we were brought in to try and implement some changes and kind of oversee those
that
changes
grow
and development.
And maybe be more stable, and the funding is stable for, let's say, for staffing, for example.
Yeah, the funding's stable, and really what we're wanting to do at the moment is, you know, get the staff trained in different areas as well, get the foundations right of what's working and what's not working, get that basic programme right, and then expand on that later on. I mean, I love coming to Isla, but coming every week is a bit of a chore sometimes. And so eventually I would love Isla to be delivering the island services, you know, the professionals on Isla and the workers on Isla to be delivering the services such as the young carers or the support for alcohol and drugs in the school. That would just be the vision going forward.
Right. You know, sometimes, especially when you're looking for funding, people will be looking at, you know, measured outcomes. But maybe that doesn't really apply with what MyFuss is doing.
I think in any funding bid you go for, there always a lot of funders will look at numbers as an indication of success for the outcomes. But I don't see it like that. I see it as the impact on individuals' lives, because we could be working with five people but have made an extraordinary difference in one person's life. And to me, that's just, you know, it's just as big an impact. You know, if you're in a city and you're working with 100 young people, you might see a difference in 50 of them. If we're on an island and we're working with 10, you
people
might see a difference
in
one. People
will know a family that you've affected,
yes,
and impacted.
So definitely, you know, and you know, funders will look for statistics and they'll look for how you've measured that. And I think sometimes as well, where you gain a lot of insight and a lot of feedback as well is from those informal chats with the young people and their families about the difference they've made. And sometimes it can be really small things. It could be, I got up out of bed this morning, I managed to come out the front door.
Well, it's community support with all those different services that are being offered, you know, including things like the community fridge. It would be missed if it weren't there.
Oh, certainly. I mean, yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, parents sometimes, if we can't open for one evening for a certain reason, that the children really miss it, you know.
Yes.
So we just want to be consistent. You know, we want to support all aspects of the community and what we do.
So if you're a family, if you're a parent with school-age children, for example, what's the best way to find out more about what MyFuss is offering?
Well, you can go on our social media pages, Facebook and Well, I think it's only Facebook we're on at the moment. I don't think we're on Twitter yet, but if you just type in MyFosh, you'll find us there. You can always drop into the building. There's usually someone I'll be about doing something. You can ask for advice, you can ask for help, ask for what clubs and activities are on. And we're just about to launch a new website that's getting developed at the moment. And that's going to have a lot of information on it, so much so that you'll actually be able to go on and see the staff and their profiles, the board and the trustees and their profiles, a description of all the projects and programmes. You can actually go on and get referral forums or membership forums. So all that information will be on there. But fingers crossed, that's going to be about 4 weeks' time.
All right. Well, but I know I've seen a lot of notices from Natasha over the last few weeks with all the different events and new. So I saw all the coronation events and the men's drop-in.
Yep.
That's something new. So it seems as though you're kind of upping your presence. I know if you're a certain age, people follow what's going on in Isla by looking at Facebook Isla Notice Board.
Yes, we.
And that's a good place to.
We have a lot of stuff that. Yeah, we've really upped the social media and the, you know, and the posts we're putting on and just trying to, you know, encourage more people to come along or, you know, to access services or, you know, if they've got an idea, come and let us know and we can always try and source funding if we've not got it or give
but
it a go.
But you're very experienced in fundraising.
Myself, yes.
Yourself.
Yes. I am. I have quite a good background of raising money. Yeah.
That's good. And so I wanted to recognize all your services to youth and family outreach in Mid-Ag Isle and here on Isla. And I hope you have a good rest of your trip on Isla this week.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week, the week after. And maybe one of these days we'll celebrate some joint funding through the All Out Beg Fund.
That would be great. Thank you for your time.
All right. I've been speaking to Fiona Kalachi, MBE, from Mid-Ag Isle Youth Services. Thanks for listening. This has been Julian Thurgood for This is Isla.